A good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and spending less than an hour of your time with us. We appreciate it. We hope you have an enjoyable weekend, and hopefully this show will inspire you to get out and go do some things.
Because we did.
Oh, yes, we did.
We did something crazy.
Well, it's not crazy. It's just something we've never done before. No, it's not.
It was crazy.
It was a float down the river with a little bit of white water here and there.
A float. Yeah, Bulls Loose is a float.
Well, that said, a float down the river with a little bit of white water involved.
A little bit. A class 4 double drop off.
That turned over 4 boats Wednesday. We were one of the boats that survived upright.
Heck yeah.
We were kind of sideways there for a minute, though.
Yeah, well.
It's real narrow.
Yeah.
Your boat really has to go through either front to back or back to front. It doesn't go through well sideways. Mm-hmm. So we had to work just for a moment and get ourselves unstuck and on through. But yeah, had a good time. So.
And we went with South Carolina 7, just to make that clear.
Yep, we went with South Carolina 7. Last year we talked about doing a lot of things. Never got a chance to. This year we have done something already. We plan to be out next week with them. We will be going to ICAST for a week. And then we'll be back and we will finish up with them down in Charleston. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's exciting stuff. And we're going to get – in fact, let's go ahead and do it, Taylor. Let's go ahead and talk about the next few days with South Carolina 7. Tomorrow they will be the Glen Springs Passage hike. It's a 5-mile hike along the Palmetto Trail. You'll assemble at the main parking lot of the historic post office and hike north along the connector toward milepost 4 of the passage. Just remember, and it'll terminate over there at Stagecoach at the trailhead at Stagecoach Road. Just remember that if you go on some of these hikes, you will need to arrange for your own drop off and pick off. In other words, take 2 vehicles or have a friend come get you and run you back around, because they're not responsible for getting everybody back around to the trailhead. Go ahead, Taylor.
Okay. Monday, July 12th, they're going to be at Blackstock Battlefield and Musgrove Mill. The battlefield is along the Tiger River where the Revolutionary War Patriots defeated the British on November 20th, 1780. And then Musgrove Mill is a peaceful setting in the Piedmont Woods. They make it sound so dreamy.
Bloody Battle of Musgrove Mill.
It's also a Revolutionary War historic site, like Dad said. So that's like a – oh, that's only a
– mile and a half.
Mile and a half.
So pretty cool. Day 13, which would be July 13th, the NRA Passage hike. It's – the total hike is 36 miles through Sumter National Forest, but they're only going to hike 4.5 miles.
Wednesday, July 14th is Newberry Passage. And that looks like it's going through.
Just stroll through downtown Newberry.
Newberry College and Antebellum Homes, founded in 1856, with a bunch of like cute ice cream parlors and shops. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And that's a 3-mile hike.
On the 15th, which is Thursday, this is what we're doing, the Peak to Prosperity section. They're going to do from the Alston Trailhead in Fairfield County across the impressive Broad River Trestle. And it'll end at the Alston Trailhead. Is that right? No, they start at Hope Station. Go across the bridge to the Alston Trail. Yeah, okay. An earlier bridge, this trestle bridge, was originally burned by the Confederate troops during the Civil War to slow the advance of General Sherman's troops. 3.5 miles.
Friday, July 16th, is Fort Jackson. They're doing the passage hike. That was established in 1917. In World War I, the fort was named in honor of Major General Andrew Jackson.
Native son.
And that's a 4.5-mile hike.
Yep. And then next Saturday, they'll be in the Congaree National Park, which is one of the fourth wonder of South Carolina. Some of the tallest trees, actually tallest known specimens of 15 different tree species. A loblolly pine, 167 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tall one.
That's 157
foot high sweet gum, a cherry bark oak at 154, an American elm at 135, a swamp chestnut at 133, an overcup oak at 131, a common persimmon at 127, and a laurel oak of 125. Those are some tall trees. And that'll be next Saturday, 4.4 miles.
You want me to go through Sunday?
No, because we'll do Sunday next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm with you now.
Okay, in other news, and I guess this is the calendar.
Yep.
Brought to you by Visit Anderson.
Green Pond Landing and Event Center.
Where they had over 419 high school teams competing on Lake Hartwell for 4 days, June 30th, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we ran into teams from California to Louisiana to Missouri.
Yep.
That was really cool.
A team that won was from Alabama?
I believe so.
I think that's what it was.
A couple of South Carolina kids made off with some scholarships. I know Anna Kay.
Some.
And Mr. Lane, $66,000 a piece or some odd like that.
Anna
in Kay's scholarships.
Anna Kay's out here representing.
Yeah. And they will be on. They will be joining us
soon.
Later.
Yep.
The thing gets booked up, and there's nothing I can do about it. I have to go with what we have scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So some things just have to wait a little while, but we'll get to that. Public survey for Sunday hunting on South Carolina DNR wildlife management areas. They want to hear from you. So the Department of Natural Resources, in coordination with Clemson University, is currently evaluating options for Sunday hunting on wildlife management areas in South Carolina. Anyone with an interest in Sunday hunting on WAs is concerned. Courage to participate in a statewide survey and or attend a public listening session in July. So if you go to the website, dnr.sc.gov, again, dnr.sc.gov, front page, just a little bit past halfway, above halfway, you see the emblem, and then a little link there says public survey for Sunday hunting on SCDR, DNR, WMAs. We want to hear from you. I took it. It takes about 3 minutes. So that's the survey side. Taylor, you got some meetings?
Yeah, the meetings are all going to be starting at 6 o'clock, starting July 13th in Florence at the Clemson PD Research and Education Center, July 15th in Clinton at the Clinton Armory National Guard, July 19th is going to be Monk's Corner at Santee Cooper Auditorium, and then July 26th will be in Columbia, but they don't have a specific location yet.
To be announced. And we will let you know as soon as we have that information. Yep.
These are all really important to do, especially, I mean, surveys, anything that DNR puts out, they need your feedback from, they really do need it. It's not just something that's going to waste your time. It's going to be something that you really need to do.
If you so feel led to participate.
Yep.
Yes. Got a little time to burn here, which is unusual. Mm. What can we burn it talking about?
How you threw me in the water. You want to talk about that?
Oh, we can. It was awfully fun.
It's all Tom's fault. You'll hear that in the next.
At the set. Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't tell them what was going to happen. So we went whitewater rafting. Great time. I dunked Taylor twice. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Mm-hmm. But so we did that. Then we went back to Paris Mountain State. Not Paris Mountain.
Table Rock
State Park.
Yeah. We had steaks that were. Oh,
Duke. It was Duke's so birthday. Good. 41st yep. birthday, and Duke cooked supper.
Happy birthday, Duke.
Duke is, happy birthday. Happy birthday. He is some renowned chef in Camden.
Yep.
Yeah. But he cooked dinner, and what a
so
dinner it was.
Good. Oh,
especially
my
after
gosh.
Being on the water. You know how hungry you are. Well, it wasn't, it didn't make it any worse that it was like surf and turf.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, we went there to eat.
And we actually sat down to do one segment, yep. which turned into three segments on the little digital voice recorder.
But
so,
when you have Senator Alexander and Dr. Langston and Tom,
yes,
we can
Taylor
burn
and I,
some time.
We can burn some time. So, enjoy the rest of the show. It is the conversation between all of us about SC7, about goals, economic impacts of the outdoors. Trying to think. There's some finality to the trash talking that took place over the last few weeks. and generally a good time. Excuse the lady folks talking in the background. Didn't know that thing was so sensitive.
Yeah, it was.
And the crickets and all and in the background, but it was a good conversation and we had a fun time. So y'all hang through. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South on the other side. And here's our first segment that we recorded live at Table Rock State Park. Hope you like it. been kind of cool. And here we go. Let's see what it sounds like here.
So there's nothing like, quite like, sitting around a table with some good friends, some new friends, some old friends. We're up here at Table Rock State Park, spent today whitewater rafting on the Chattooga River with South Carolina 7. So I'm sitting here with Tom Mulliken, Senator Alexander, Dr. Langston. I got it right. I remembered. Of course, Taylor's here. And Taylor had a good day. Did you, Taylor, lean up and speak into the microphone. Did you have a good day today?
No. Horrible. Sorry,
Taylor,
you don't win.
God doesn't like lying.
Yes, it was fun. You had to bring that
because folks, I had to convince Taylor that whitewater rafting was going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, and you know, Daddy was right again. Yeah. But anyway, it's South Carolina 7 2021 edition. Gosh, Tom. Good to be back, isn't it?
It's wonderful up here in God's country. It really is just the most beautiful place on earth to me. I had somebody ask me as we got started, of the places that you visited around the world, if you had to choose between diving under the ice in Antarctica or climbing Everest, what would you choose? And I said, being on the Chattooga in Oconee County, South Carolina. It's the most beautiful place on earth.
It's gorgeous.
The secret's out. Oconee County and the oldest mountain range in the world with Appalachia. You really can't find anything more beautiful. People travel around the world to see waterfalls.
We talked about this, yeah.
And the scenic rivers of the Chattahoochee River, Chattahoochee. I got Alan Jackson on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I got Alan Jackson. I'm giving you a little shout-out. So you need to like our stuff.
That's it.
It was just an amazing trip. Is a little bit disappointing that Taylor didn't get thrown out of the raft.
Aww.
On the,
especially after all that trash talk going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was just an amazing day on the river. It, when you're up here, you really feel so much closer to God. As we sit around this campfire tonight and reflect on the beauty of the Lord's garden, it's just hard to avoid talking about how we've been so blessed in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Good friends and beautiful places. And so with South Carolina 7, as we start in the beautiful Oconee County, and as I've said, I feel very confident now, having led expeditions around the world, that this is the most beautiful place on earth. And as we move from Oconee County to Charleston, the number one destination, tourist destination in the world, just feel very blessed to live here. And I'm 40 years into this. I'm over 60. And it's nice to be able to just come home.
Sure.
And enjoy the sights and the people like you, Roger. Thank you for your show.
I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you taking time to be on. We've talked about this before. All this is in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And so many people leave here to go other places when there is so much right here. Senator Alexander, this starts in your neck of the woods, and you know all about it.
Well, it's just, again, welcome to our area and
absolutely
to the golden corner of South Carolina. And to your point there, Roger, about, having grown up in Oconee County and being around that natural beauty and the God-given resources that we, we took so much for granted. It just really, and it takes going elsewhere and coming back to really have that appreciation. And waterfalls, there are numerous waterfalls in Oconee County that there are easy hikes for folks. There's different levels of hikes, of getting outdoors. We've got the Stump House Tunnel that has its own history. The Palmetto Trail starts in Oconee County. So, and of course the river and the rafting that's been around for decades now. It's just, and as people are getting away from the COVID-19 of wanting to get outside, and it does bring in the spiritual and the health aspect, and how much better we're all from that standpoint of taking time to enjoy these resources. And I'm proud. I thank you, Tom, for South Carolina 7 starting in Oconee County, it means so much, and to see the support that we've seen locally, Roger, for the South Carolina 7, from the Oconee County, from the Visit Oconee, from other partners that have embraced this and being a part of it, of understanding that it's We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing about our great friend Tom Mulliken. He's about bringing people together and making things better for communities and for the great state of South Carolina, and at the same time focusing on issues that are important to our state to make it better.
Yep. We have a doctor with us, not a medical doctor, but the kind that'll heal your heart and heal your mind. And he gave a short little talk today before we got going. We had a prayer. Talk about a little bit about being in nature. I mean, I'm not a pantheist. Don't get me wrong. John Denver had it right. He loved nature, and I love nature. When you're in it, you're surrounded by God.
Yeah. When you look at nature, the first thing you think about, this is God's creation. And so what we've been doing is I've been working with Tom Mulliken. First started with disaster relief, and then we moved to theology and kind of directing him through his PhD program. We're talking about ecology and theology and how do they intersect. And it's really practical theology is about applying that theology and doing. And what better place could you come and do theology but in Oconee County, up in the mountains in beautiful, beautiful country. So, and we were doing theology today on the river. Okay. We were communing with God. We were laughing. We were filled with joy and not only enjoying what we saw, but we have these deep conversations and laughing at each other and throwing each other in the water.
Yeah, Dad.
I got her for you, Tom.
I saw
She got wet.
So that's a big high five.
So
it's about ecology and how does theology intersect with that? Most people wouldn't think that, you know, ecology has a place when you're talking about the Bible or you're talking about scripture or even theology, but God created and he spoke it into existence. And then he built us to enjoy it. And he said, now go and take care of it. And that's what we've been trying to emphasize on this hike. We start every morning with a devotion,
right?
Get our bearings and our focus and make a connection between that piece of theology with ecology, and then we step off and enjoy the day.
And we did enjoy today.
It was a beautiful day.
100% agreement on that one.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
It was, I've never been whitewater rafting. 54 years old, first time. Now, I will take that and say, I have done inadvertent whitewater swimming trout fishing. If you trout fish any length of time, you will go whitewater rafting without the raft. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. And I have done it numerous times, but it was different today being in a raft and you know, being at the command of a girl. I mean, Heather could have been, 21 years old? But is she, okay, one stroke, two strokes, back on the right, you know, and we shot bull sluice. Did not turn over.
Unlike some people.
Yeah, like some people that were given a very hard time to some other people during the day, which will remain nameless. Gosh, yes, what a great day. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
You know? And Tom, thanks a lot for doing this. I mean, this is not, it's 61, well, you seem to be 61. Yeah. It's not something most people in their 60s are interested in doing.
Yeah, it's just such a blessing to be able to come out here, and Roger, to join you and Taylor, and probably the greatest conservationist of our generation, Senator Thomas Alexander, and all he's done. But really, when you look at and what Dr. Langston brings to it, we live in the Bible Belt.
Right.
And when we look at what's going on, just beginning in the book of Genesis, God created it, and seven times in the first chapter, he said, and this is good. That's a value statement.
Yes.
And so that here we are in what he considered good. Everything that sustains humans on earth was created by God right here, whether it's the water or the air or the animals. And so we have so much to be proud of. And so here in the Bible Belt in South Carolina, we're taking the leadership position to demonstrate to the rest of the world how we can combine economic and environmental sustainability, how we can protect and use the land. And if you go to chapter 2 of Genesis in verse 15, the Lord exhorted that he put man in the garden to work it and protect it. So here we are, the Wise family, in this incredible asset of wild water, enjoying this beautiful scenic river. And I can't imagine anything better. So thank you for being with us today, and encourage everybody to look at SouthCarolina7.com.
I'm trying to look. We got another minute and a half, Taylor. Okay.
I told you 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, but let's trash talking. We'll get the trash talking aside. Taylor, you went swimming twice, thanks to me. I was going to make sure you were going in.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And that was so much fun in front of everybody.
And I think it's Tom's fault. It's Tom's fault, because right as he mentioned that I wasn't wet yet.
Well, he could have had something to do with it.
Karma's sometimes difficult, as I was catapulted across bull slew.
Yeah, we talked about that part.
She was having quite a time at your expense when, you know, the black bottom of your raft showed up over top. She was like,
And then, of course,
we had to stay upright on our trip through Bull Sluice to make it complete. Yeah. So at the bottom of Bull Sluice, she goes, "Oh, you wait till I see Tom."
Well, we thought we were there to swim Bull Sluice. They didn't tell us we were going to take the boat all the way down.
That's right.
So halfway down, we dove in and enjoyed the ride.
Yeah,
it seems like one of those pictures you were making exit plans pretty early in the downfall.
It is the Chattooga River's the first wonder of South Carolina, and it's no accident that's here in Oconee County, South Carolina, the single best place on earth. So don't go to Hawaii when you come to Oconee County.
Amen.
Come right here.
Come here.
And the Wise family out on wild water on the Chattooga River.
Do a great job.
Unbelievable job.
Unbelievable. All right, well, let's take a break. I'll have to come back and add some music in this, but let's do another segment, and we'll talk about what's coming up for South Carolina 7.
You know, it's funny. You can hear the women in the background. They were probably 30 yards away from us. Oh, y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. So, back. Thanks for hanging in. SouthCon 7, again, is SouthCon7.com. If you want to go look out on the website, the itinerary is there. Everything they're going to do is there. How to get involved is there. And you can get involved. I mean, we had people show up today. Whitewater Raft. I'm sure, Tom, you're 7 days into it?
Yeah.
You had more people this year than last?
Oh, yeah. We're having... not only in presence, but virtually. Thousands of people joining us virtually, and we're having 30 to 50 people a day, which is about what we can handle.
Okay.
Like, more come, we'll figure out a way.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you build it, they'll come, kind of thing, and we'll figure out a way. But we've had, I guess, on average, 30 to 50 a day.
Okay.
And they're going back, telling the story about South Carolina. And it involves three primary objectives: ecological, epidemiological, and theological. And that really, the fourth leg, if we wanted to talk about it, is the historical.
Right.
So we have so much to talk about. And here we begin up at Oconee County because we're talking about the movement of water from the mountains to the sea.
Okay.
We're doing cleanups. We had a cleanup 2 days ago in Pickens County. So we want to hit a number of 5 or 10 tons of garbage. To talk about not only aesthetics, but what that garbage is doing epidemiologically. It's what is it doing in the waterways when it's leaching into people's drinking water?
Sure.
And we have plastics and petroleum products. So it's been amazing. And when we started, people said, well, it's been a year. Well, truthfully, it's been less than a year for us because we're out here for a month.
Right.
And the only regret I had when it was over last year is that we didn't turn up turn around and go straight back up the
hill. You said that.
I mean, I loved it. You know, and it's hard to explain it and being perfectly genuine. The thing that struck me the most is the diversity, because I've had the good fortune of coming to Oconee County for nearly 40 years and knowing the beauty. And I feel conflicted talking about it on a broader medium because the secret's out, Senator. I mean, we've seen the growth up here. And if there's anywhere in the world that has combined economic and environmental sustainability, it's here in Oconee County, in Pickens County, where you can see people understanding the value of a beautiful environment. At the same time, tremendous corporate leadership. Here, Senator Alexander is the top conservation leader in the state. We've got a great conservation governor, but we have a legislative state. So it takes that kind of combination. And with Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, virtually every day, if you look at the last 2 years, the president of Central Electric Co-op, who sits on the board of all the electric co-ops, has been there. Duke Energy, who's long been a tremendous supporter. The Energy Center here, Senator, and what they've done. Duke Energy is a tremendous leader in this state. Conservation is in the DNA of this state. And so when people say, how do you get people together? It's, I mean, please don't give me credit.
Yeah.
It's the people of this state, the leadership of this state, and the Lord that we all speak to daily in this beautiful environment. The Lord has provided us such blessings. And, you know, it's we move right past that. It's like, yeah, I get that on Sunday. No, I don't get it on Sunday. For the next month, I get it every day.
Mm.
And it's really,
I'm jealous.
Come on and come with us. And if you're listening, join us, because
absolutely,
you see people reacquaint themselves with themselves.
Sure.
And whether the first week we've already climbed to the top of Sassafras Mountain, which some people say, well, you know, I've climbed a few mountains.
Sure.
People say, it's not that high, but it's about 3,000 feet straight up. Like, bring your walking sticks in and come. Or you're going to be sitting along the side of the trail. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place. We went up there, and the day we were there, it's very easy to say North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, but I'm not sure that way off if you'd had Tennessee.
Yeah.
Four states from one spot. And that spot, we are blessed with that because of Senator Alexander's leadership, Duke Energy, Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, and the state of South Carolina that has weighed in to make that available to us. I mean, I don't care if you go to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe or if you go to other places around the world, you will not find places more beautiful ecologically than what we have right here. And the diversity is just amazing. So forgive me for going on. I'm proud to live here.
We're going to have to do a third segment.
Come on.
You've chewed up that much time. We're going to have to do a third one. Senator Alexander, you talk about, you know, whitewater rafting, Sassafras Mountain. There's an economic impact that comes with that, people enjoying this stuff. And it's that economic impact, it goes back into preserving that resource.
Absolutely.
Time and time again.
Roger, well said. I mean, you think about those things, you think about fishing, boating, the economic impact, but people can enjoy it, but also at the same time preserve it. It's not either or. You can do them both. And what we're seeing from the economic impact in our area, as well as throughout the state of South Carolina, is that people want to be outdoors. They're buying campers, they're buying boats, they're buying all the fishing and tackle and all these type of things that has a direct and indirect impact on our economy, from the mountains to the Midlands to the sea, because we have, as small a state as South Carolina is, that natural beauty is demonstrated in so many different areas in so many different ways. There's something for everybody to enjoy here in South Carolina, and that economic impact, there was a great driver for us to make sure that we are protecting it for future generations. It is an investment in the future of South Carolina, and the goodness of our people shine day in and day out as they enjoy this and protect it at the same time.
And you make a good point that people are working to protect it, whether they know it or not, because through Pittman Robertson funds, you know, excise tax the manufacturers. Yes, you pay for it in the boat you buy, in the walking sticks you buy, in the tents you buy, in the camping gear. You pay for it, but the manufacturer is the one that actually submits that to the government. It goes into a fund. It is dispersed to the states. So by doing these things, and we, and hunters, we like to take on this mantle that, you know, we buy the licenses and we do all this stuff, and hunters are the greatest conservationists, which is true back to the roots in the 30s. But the family that goes to Academy Sports and buys a tent and goes and sets up in Table Rock State Park, you are part of the conservation movement in this country.
That's right. They're contributing. They're doing their part.
And I think
that's, and that's what it is. We all have to do our part. It's not everybody collect. It's each person doing their part. And that's the reason that the Floodwater Commission makes a difference under Tom's leadership, is you've got people doing their part to make a difference.
And that's what it takes. I hate to say it takes a village, but it does take all of us doing our part. Leave no trace. You know, we don't talk a lot about that, other than there are seven principles. You can go look them up. But mainly it says, look, go in, leave your footprints, and that's all you leave. You can bring back all the pictures you want, your trash, your memories, but leave the footprints, and that's it.
Well, you want the others that come after you to be able to enjoy what you enjoyed.
Not only the next day, the next week, but 10, 15, 20 years down the
road. Next generation.
Next generation. Which is you, Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's neat that you get to see this at this time in your life early. And for those parents who are getting their kids out there, you are creating the next generation of conservationists.
Absolutely.
And honestly, I mean, as bad as COVID was, I was glad I got to live through it, because I saw people come together and figure out, wow, there's still an outdoors out there.
The outdoors is never closed.
Right. And I can go out there anytime I want to. I can go to my backyard. I can go to the lake near my house. Like, I can do all this stuff because everything was shut down, because people didn't want to be around other people. But I feel like it's become a trend now from COVID, that people are like, it's still out there. It's always going to be out there. And I can always go out there and do what I want to do.
A lot of people rediscovering the outdoors.
Yeah.
And themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
There are things you talk about the campfire that you will never talk about around the family table at home.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's a fact. It's something about an open flame. It just pulls it out of you.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, Tom, you burned too much time in here, so we're gonna have to do another one of these, as long as I can keep the other three at the table.
Y'all doing good, man. We ain't even broke a sweat.
No, we haven't. All right, hang on.
Oopsie. Forgot about that. Trying not to push too many buttons at one time. So anyway, yeah. Apologies for the ladies cackling in the background and everything going on. But it was a good conversation. We were outside burning some citronella candles. And it just, when you get a group of guys together, you start talking and you get long-winded and things keep going, and, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, y'all hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side. You know, originally we were going to do one segment, but this show, when you tell people it's 40 something minutes long, it's really like 5 minutes, especially when you're surrounded by good people who know what they're talking about, who enjoy talking what they're talking about. It makes our job, Taylor's and my job, so much easier. I almost hate to say that because it makes us sound lazy or something, but it's true. You got good guests who like to talk, and it makes our job so much easier. And I appreciate Tom. You taking time after a long day to do this, a good day. So
Senator Alexander.
It's great to be back with you, Roger.
I think you showed up for supper.
Yeah,
we'll give you a pass on the rest of the day.
I had a full day.
I'm sure you had a full day. Yes, a different kind of full day. Taylor and I have both had a full day, and Dr. Langston, you had a full day too out there on the water with us.
Absolutely. Filled with activity.
Filled with activity. And it's amazing how much, I mean, you get upper body workout paddling. Uh-huh. Just a little bit that you do, because that water's up. It's a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, it is.
Even on a little 5-6 foot paddle. And in fact, when I got in the car, I was kind of a little sleepy. Just getting in, I was like, whoa, boy, this tires me out. Of course, Taylor's been yawning all day.
So. I haven't.
She's 77 now.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me.
Tom, this time we do. We have about 11 minutes. So, stay focused. Don't rabbit trail on me too much. But next few days, this week, we leave here. Where do we go?
We go back to the Jocassee Gorge, which is listed as one of the greatest places on Earth by National Geographic. We'll go back up and continue our hike through that. And it's just an unbelievably beautiful place. You know, when you have the stamp of National Geographic, you have fairly credible third-party imprimatur on it. And so we go back in. We'll do several miles tomorrow going through that. And then we'll continue the next day in Kings Mountain State Park. So we're only days away from past our Independence Day.
Right.
And a lot of times, people are not really familiar with the significance of what South Carolina did in our independence. The British went home from Virginia, but they were beaten in South Carolina.
Right.
And they were beaten by families, average people who took pitchfork and shotgun to go out and meet the mightiest army on earth. And we'll go to Kings Mountain and we'll talk about the contribution made of so many veterans. And then we'll begin making our way down the Palmetto Trail, which is just a tremendous asset for this state. Would like to invite your listeners to join us in Newberry
sure.
on July 14th to the premiere of the Higher Ground.
We will be there.
And in the Midlands, we'll move our way down to the coast, and we'll go through the Congaree National Park, the largest bottomland on the East Coast, and we'll kayak the Edisto River, the longest black river in North America. We'll go to the East Basin, also listed by National Geographic as one of the last 50 greatest places on Earth. We'll go through Brook Green Gardens. I believe it's the largest outdoor gardens on Earth, right here in South Carolina.
Right here.
And we'll end up with in the holy city of Charleston for our finish line reception at the Charleston Visitors Bureau. And we also have the South Carolina Aquarium down
right.
in Charleston that's been very helpful. So it's humbling for me to be a part of something so historic, every bit of this being made possible because of the leadership of people like Senator Thomas Alexander and Dr. Mike Langston, retired Navy captain who is now the deputy commander of the South Carolina State Guard, also runs the chaplaincy program at Columbia International mm-hmm. University. People across this state want to help. We've seen around the world where people have talked about the negative consequences and manifestations of amplified global climate change, but we don't see a lot being done. In this state, we see a lot being done. Last year on this trail, and you remember that, we decided that we were going to plant a few trees.
A few trees.
And
this Earth Day, we planted 3.4 million trees across all 46 counties. And it's more than aesthetics. It's about engaging in your community.
Sure.
One tree absorbs 11,000 gallons of water annually. It sinks 1 metric ton of carbon over the life of the tree. During this expedition, we've decided that next Earth Day, we are going to attempt, with Chairman Alexander's support, the largest artificial reef building in the history of the world.
Wow.
We're going to rebuild the kidney of the ocean off of South Carolina. And we're going to do it collectively. We're going to do it with our veterans, with our divers, with our naturalists, with our state leaders like Senator Alexander. And we're going to get something done. We realize that we're now dealing with circumstances that are impacting our ecology. And if we will simply do something, everybody can do something. We had I've spoken to a number of groups, and I had a lady call me the other day who had attended a little talk I did at Daughters of American Revolution. She's planted 14 trees. Huh? I told her, please don't minimize that. 14 times 11,000 gallons. You know, we can all get out there. We can pick up trash. We can plant a tree. We can do something to protect the Lord's garden that we've all been so blessed by. So for the next 20 days, 21 days, we'll be making our way down. Tomorrow's the middle Saluda Passage of the Palmetto Trail and Jocassee Gorge. And we hope that we will send forth a tiny ripple of hope that when combined with other centers of energy will overcome the greatest barriers. And what we're looking at now, we no longer are debating the adverse consequences of amplified global climate change. We're not debating whether it's happened. Climate has changed throughout all of time. Mm-hmm. We're simply dealing with what's right in front of us. And as a simple dirt lawyer from Camden, if this was hard, I wouldn't understand it. So we're going to do what we can, and we're doing it with people like you, Roger, and Taylor. Yeah. Joy today, Senator Alexander, he's been there every single step of the way.
Yeah.
Dr. Langston, who constantly reminds us every day to connect what we're doing with God. You know, it's okay to talk about God.
Amen.
God is who made all of this available to us. So I would say that, you know, for those folks that are listening, come out and join us. Pick up a rake, pick up a piece of trash, plant a tree. Be a part of something that's taking, that is ripping this very important conversation out of the jaws of the vitriol that it's been defined by, and help us do something. Do something. We're all here. We're out here for such a short period of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Finite.
Forgive me for moving on that, but the psalmist said in Psalm 39, show me, O Lord, the number of my days that I might see how fleeting life truly is. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to say, this was thousands of years ago. Man goes to and fro, gathering up wealth, never knowing where it's going to go. Here we are. We're but a speck on the in the whole history of things. Mm-hmm. Let us work together. We're not here. We're here as stewards to hand over to our children and our grandchildren what we have. And we've talked about it. We've talked about today on the Chattooga River, the scenic rivers and what we saw. We talk about the Palmetto Trail. We talk about the Jocassee Gorge. We talk about the East Basin. And these places are nationally renowned, and they're in one state mm-hmm. that we have been blessed with stewardship. So let's take advantage of this and do something great for our grandchildren and hand it over to them.
Dr. Langston, you got, I don't know, Taylor, how much time we got here? What is that? 9 minutes, 36?
Eight minutes.
Okay, so we got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
What's your role in this?
Well, just one of the things that we've been trying to do, Tom talks about ecology, epidemiology, and theology is the third point. So we've been having this conversation about how to shape the conversation from a Christian perspective in terms of theology, and helping him to move, become a theologian.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we did was we live in the Bible Belt, and the people that are coming out have a solid foundation in relationship with God and reading scripture, and it's part of their life. So how do we take this and help shape that conversation so that they understand there's a connection between ecology and theology? And so every morning we have a morning devotion. We start off with about a 3 minute thought, a scripture text, one verse. Then I'll like on the opening day of the hike, we talked about where we were going. And you might say, where are we going? We're going from the mountains to the sea, but where are we going theologically, you know, in terms of a relationship with God? You know, we talked about the fruits of the Spirit. Are you going to be a thorn bush or are you going to be a fruit tree? And we talked about the plentiful fruit that comes out of the garden of our lives and the garden of this world that we live in. We talk about the comfort of green pastures and that God goes before us and prepares the way. And how does that apply to our lives? I'm a practical theologian. So we take this scripture that we read and we hear preached at different times. And how do we put it into action? And one of the ways that we put it into action is coming out into this beautiful land that we live in, nature, that God said, go and take care of it. And so 31 devotions each morning end with a prayer, and we invite people to dialogue with us. And so we're bringing theology back into to nature.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Mm-hmm. Well, I have had a wonderful day. I'm sure all of us are going to sleep well tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Tom, you'll be back at it tomorrow. Brant's over here snapping pictures. thanks to him for lining all this up. I mean, he does a lot of the work. And kind of unspoken here, and we'll get him in here sooner or later. He's not going to escape me for forever. But yeah, I hope SouthCon 7, go on the website, go on the Facebook page, look at some of the things they're doing, look at the itinerary, places you can go hike, things that you can go do, from, you know, a mile and a half hike at Kings Mountain to 5 miles down along Lake Moultrie or something like that. There's something for everyone in this thing. We're going to do something every week except for the week we're going to ICAST. Yep. And we will be there at the end again this year. All right. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Roger. You very much. Welcome to our area.
And Taylor, I botched the end music.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay. It's hard when you record stuff out like this. And you heard the ladies laughing in the background, the crickets and all that.
Yep.
So yeah, and then you try to come back in the studio and make everything work, and sometimes it doesn't. So anyway, as always, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
And don't forget the camera. See you back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine?